guys. It's confession time. I've been thinking about rape a lot lately. Again, it's really not a confession at this point that I like thinking about rape as a kink. As a fantasy. It's just really good. I was thinking about rape and bondage. So I've been thinking a lot about scenarios of being tied up and helpless and struggling against my restraints. Kind of putting on a show of my body just while my arms are tied up and my legs are bound together and I can't do anything but squirm. Oh, it did not take me very long to get started on that. Just thinking about being tied up. I really like when there's a blindfold. Not being able to see is like amazing. So I always want there to be a blindfold. I kind of also want there to be headphones. That's not usually a traditional one, but I want there to be headphones so I can't hear anything. So I would only be able to I'd only be able to speak and all that. So I really like that idea. I'm thinking about all the good things in bondage. I love the tools, the feeling of being wrapped up and unable to move. Being tied to a bed is probably the best. Just having ropes around all of my limbs, so I'm unable to move completely at the mercy of whoever wants to use me. Oh God. Oh, I'm getting into it. But that's what I've been thinking about lately. Really not much to it. Just the ideas bouncing around. There's so many different ways to be tied up too. I could be dangling. I could be strapped to a desk or something. Like a little doll to play around with in any position that I'd want. I like the idea of being bound to one place for a long time and being free use. More practical scenarios like being a slave, but also in like the fantasy setting, being a caught thief, and my punishment is that I have to be the town whore and bound to the middle of town square, something like that. That's something that I just think about. That's my confession this time around. And I hope that you'll be able to forgive me for having such fantasies. Or maybe come act them out. Who knows? Oh, fuck. I hope you forgive me.